Thank you so much, Star Siyabonga Tatenda. Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 4:30 p.m.
Stuff I use things like maize, nyauti, sorghum, groundnuts, and try to vegetables, umfushwa, and sugar beans, indumba, indu. My market is in Bulawayo, in Makokova Township. I've got a stand there. People come to buy, and I even supply companies like Kikash.
Tinotenda kuti muZimbabwe kana chitarira makore mashanu apfuura tiri kuona zvimwe zviri kuda kutanga kumuruka zvakadai kuwedzera kwefoja pavarimi vari kurima asi zvimwe zviri kudzokera pasi kunyanya pazvirimwa zviya zvinoda mari yakati wandei kuti zviitike zvokuti zvirimwa zvose zvobudiridzira zviri kudzikira pasi kunyanya tikatarira mbeu dzakadai negorosi ndiri kudzikira pasi nokuti zvirimwa zvakadai zvinofanira kunge zviine tsigiro yakasimba.
Matola mafetilaiza compound D i400 kg, ngazotola itopu ngatola about 400 kg, ngazotola ilaimu i400 kg, ngazotola inhlanyelo i25 kg, ngakhetha kuthiwa imfama omkhulu esigabeni senezi yikho ngaphiwa inhlanyelo zenezi. Enhlanyelweni zenezi ngazophiwa amazambane i25 kg.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about efforts being made by non-governmental organizations and the Zimbabwe government in reviving agriculture in the country.
The agricultural sector almost collapsed between 2000 and 2009 following the invasion of white-owned commercial farms by ZANU-PF supporters. Most of the inventors were not well-equipped to venture into farming. Agriculture used to be the mainstay of the economy.
And in 2010, the United States Agency for International Development launched a five-year, $32 million Zimbabwe Agricultural Income and Employment Development Program targeting 180,000 smallholder farmers, agro-dealers and others in the agro-business. So far, 90,000 households have benefited from the program through accessing affordable loans from banks to venture into various businesses.
But the big question is, does the government, farmers and NGOs have the capacity to revive the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, nasi tudauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekurima vamwe vachitasi kunyatsofamba nekudaro toda kunzwa kuti munharaunda mamugere zvinhu zvakamira sei uye zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende kugadzirisa nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs
yabakambe zuru kandaba letemba lokuti lichona kahle lapa rikona kona ngapo ke ngemakaya lati ngapha hayi sibhilile sibili namhlanje ke sixoxa ngezokulima. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi lapha likhona liyenzani njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi ezokulima ngokungazani sokuhlupha-ke eZimbabwe kusukisela ngomnyaka ka-2000 lapho kwathathwa khona phela umhlabathi. Siyakwazi ukuthi umhlabathi lo wathathelwa abamhlophe watholwa-ke ngabalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Okwamanje bakhona ye abazamayo lapha lalapho ukuthi nga bayayenza ukuthi kuvunwe izivuno ezingani ziphezulu kodwa ungazani kuyayihlula. Sizwile njalo ukuthi i-USAID iphumele program ikhangela ukuthi izanceda sibili ama-households kumbe ngithi imizi 850,000. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona ngapho lenza njani. Nansi nombolo ufone kanye siyakufonela khonapho 011-202-619-2077.
Onguka Gibbs regati chimirira kuti tione kuti ndivanani vatingataure navo dzimwe nyanzvi regati timboenda ku WhatsApp kwa nyorwa nevamwe vatereri vedu tinamukoma Pygas vanotiwo he says farming is an art. It's learned over many years. You need commitment, knowledge, credit and patience. And we also have mukoma John C. kubva varikutivo kubva zvakatorwa mapurazi nyika haina kuzombova nechikafu. Ini ndiri kurarama nekutengesa nekudaro zvinonetsawo kuti kana vanhu vasina mari vachida kuti vakwerete zvinonetsa kuti vaone mari dzacho nekuti zvinozonetsa kuti vange vachibhadhara mari idzodzo. Iwe une vamwe here Gibbs?
I've got a message from Brian John Tikerema on Facebook. He says agriculture is the backbone of our economy. A lot of resources need to be channeled towards this sector. USAID has done well. We have reclaimed our land and we now need to make use of the land professionally and possibly get to the level where the whites were. Corruption should be routed when lending occurs. Partisan politics should be out. This is the time for all farmers to be assisted in order to bring glory to the agricultural sector.
Tinamukoma Dyke zvakare vanoti ivo varimi vamwe vacho havasi kurima, havana zvekushandisa, varungotemba miti, ndokusaka nzara isingapere chero mvura ikanaya zvakadii.
I think we've got our guests lined up right now. In Harare we've got Honorable Moses Chiri, who is the Parliamentary Agriculture Committee Chairman. Mr. Chiri, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Thomas Nerera, who is an agronomist. Mr. Nerera, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Let me start with you, Mr. Nerera. Obviously, in order for farmers to do well, they need inputs. We saw this during the Rhodesian period when whites were able to access loans in order to start their agricultural business. Of course, we must admit that some of them, not all of them succeeded. Some of them actually failed. But at least there was money and resources were availed to them. Why is it that our government seems to be struggling to address this issue?
Possibly what is happening is that we do not have sufficient resource as a country to be able to get money that would be used to support agriculture. We would look at what the year when Zimbabwe produced the greatest amount of maize was in the 85-86 season. That was directly related also to the amount of money that was supported particularly smallholder farmers who produced most of the bulk of the maize at that time. Therefore, it is important that the government, through various institutions, who should support agriculture, that the production goes up.
Mr. Jiri, can you come in there in terms of government providing funds for reviving agriculture? What can you say there?
Right. The government cannot be able to support farmers in reviving agriculture. It will take time because, as you are aware, that our government, as it is right now, it's almost bankrupt. It has got no money at all. So because of this reason, what I'm saying, it's very difficult for the government to be able to fund the farmers so that they will be able to meet their needs. But what it is, what we've decided, and what we are also proposing is the best way to go is contract farming, where people who benefit from the agriculture should be seen supporting the farmers, like those bakeries. They've got to support the people who produce wheat, those who do, abattoirs. They've got to support the people who do livestock. And that's the only way we can be able to revive our agriculture sector.
Thank you so much. I am told we are also being joined by Mr. Roger Mpande, who is an agriculturalist. Mr. Mpande, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Unfortunately, I joined you midway, so I'm not very sure where you are in terms of the discussions.
We are trying to find ways of reviving our agricultural sector, and I know you are a policy expert. What else, something that we are not doing now, that needs to be done in order for our farmers to maximize the land?
Well, I suppose calling me a policy expert, you know, who are experts are the farmers themselves. I think seldom we don't listen to some of the advice that we get from farmers. So the first thing that most probably I would really emphasize on is to make sure that when we develop some of these policies, we develop policies which are participatory, because the experiences that farmers have are far much more than what you would call us as policy experts. So that's my first intervention. The issue of engaging quite intensively the farmers themselves to get the solutions in terms of policies. I think I would initially stop there so that I could hear the discussion where it's going and where it's coming from.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mpande. Regarding the question of Terry Gibbs.
Yes, long course, kumbe unkosa zana trust. Sakubona mum.
Mnumzana trust
kunjani ba? Mbona bepale kuti she speaks. Isn't the way. No, Pili, Kunjan Lapokon.
No, Mutile, Abusapuba, Mutilo.
Ye, go to Agula Macklinguenza, ye, Nutil, Zamu for Selela, as a Gulim.
If you for Sukona, Usuposlano, no one else, we come on merely when I get. Kuba okona ikuthi kuphela akungena kusilimeke kuyalika thesi kuhle ngaphandle ukuthi abantu batheleveli
ngaphandle kwaloko ke liyathola yini imali
yokunakalayo ikuthi kube khona i-capital engenza ukuthi ama-new farmers wonke at least umuntu wonke anelise uba la manzi okuthi angalimi at least a hectare or two ezithelevela.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana trust kona ngapho njengoba sile ingcwethi zethu lamhlanje lapha sathi sikuphendule. So ungayikatshana ubuhle ziduzane le wireless khonapho.
Ungangithi kulo baba lo thena ama-farmers kalalelwa, ngicela ukumbonga. Abantu abathethe izinto kabalalele abantu abaphansi. Bacabanga ukuthi abantu laba abaphansi kabazi. Kabalalele ukuthi thina esingaphansi esiyithe esilimayo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana trust. Ngithemba lokuthi umnumzana Mpande uzwele ukuthi uthen ngokumbonga kwakhe.
Hayi, ndanele sibili, hayi.
Ye, akumphendule khonapho njengamafutshane.
Into engayikhuluma ukuthi nxa siwukhangelisa sibili, into ekhona ukuthi asilaleli. Nxa sithi asilaleli ngisho thina. Because ungakhangela ama policies even we extension we discouraging ezinye izinto ukuthi nalokho akwenziwa umquba ufuna i-fertilizer nxa ulima fanda ulima nxa kungumumbu kube ngumumbu kuphela. Into zonke zona zinxa sesizikhangelisa kathesi sesibona ngathi sasiphambanisa thina wekwengakhelisa iziwuyo farmers. So I think sizaxoxa siya phambili endaba ngale.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana.
There's also Harry who is on the line. Harry, good evening.
Yes, I thank you for the opportunity.
You can go ahead. You can ask a question or you can make a contribution. Whatever you want to do, Harry, the floor is yours.
I just want to make a contribution, but for it to make sense, allow me to start with an example. You can't take a person from the street to do a major operation in a hospital. So it's just the same thing which is happening in the farming. That just taking people from the street to conduct commercial farming, although you fund them with enough resources, but they need people who are committed, who are available all the time, and who've got the skills and to know the know-how how to do farming, like yes, to know the type of crop to farm in a region or in an area. But now it's more or less like a politicized thing, so it can't work. They should have the committed people first who are available all the time. Now the farmers which we have, they are just cell phone farmers who are maybe Monday to Friday is not available, it's just using phone. What's going on? So I don't think it can work like that.
Thank you so much, Harry, for your contribution. Regatende kuna vakamunyaru makadi.
Niripo angu makadiyo Dimitri Jonga.
Ndiva Zulu. Makadi yenyu vakamunyaru.
Ndiva angu makadiyo Dimitri Zulu.
Taurai tinzwe. Poitwa sei kuti tigadzirise zvinhu kumapurazuku.
Kumapurazuku kunoti netsei nekuti mapuraza aya akaitwa mapirwa akaitwa vanhu zvinoti nese nekuti hapana kuonekwa kunzi munhu ari kuenda papurazi pache ari kuenda papurazi apa anokwanisa here kurima zvinogutsa nyika. Ane chii chaanacho chekuti kana hurumende inokwanisa kuzomubatsira kubva ipapo kuti akwanise kurima. Ndo saka zvinhu zviri kuti netsei nekuti vamwe vakaenda kugara pamunda ipapo 200 by 200, it's about 400 square meters. Dzaaigara kwaaigara iko aitadza kana kurima zvokuti akwanise kuraramisa mhuri yake. Vatongonzi 15 hectares dzenhingirike dzepapurazi haasi kutombokwanisa kudzirima. Saka zvinoti netsei zvinhu zvakadaro. Dai hurumende nevanomirwa ari kumaagriculture iwavo vanomirira zveagriculture waona kuti vanhu vane kodzero yekupuwa munda ndevapi, nekuti vazhinji yezinezi vakungorima fodya. Zvinhu zvacho hatichanyatsoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kufamba senzara yavamo munyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vakamunyaro nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Mandla. Makadii? Tatenda. Mukoma Mandla?
Yeva.
Taurai tinzwa.
Ndoona sekuti industry yedu yeindustry yeagriculture kuti tiimutsiridze ka. Pane zvizhinji zvatinofanirwa kuti tirudunure kubva kune zvatakaita patakatangira hondo yeminda. Nokuti takangozotora ivhu nogozonopa vanhu vasina nesimba rekushanda ivhu kana kuti vasina mano neruzivo kurima. For example, most of vanhu vakawana mapurazi havagariko, yeti industry agriculture industry inotoda munhu on daily basis kuti anga aripo achiita management aripo. But now tine vanhu vakatora minda vanoita zvokushanya kuminda ikoko. Saka management iri kuagriculture as it is right now yakadzikira zvokuti tinofanira kuti tidzokoro tikonside zvinhu zvizhinji kuitira kuti tirevive. Otherwise kana tisinga kuita saizvozvo hatingambokoni kuimutsidzira.
Asi kana muchiti vanhu vazhinji kuda havagarepo, asi hamuonewo here imi kuti hurumende inofanira kubatsira vanhu ava? Nekuti ukatarisa kuno kuAmerica, hurumende inobatsira kurimwa kwechibage, varimi vese vanopiwa mari nehurumende. Asi hazvo zvinonzi nemamasangano akaita sana IMF zvisaitwe kuna naAfrica uko. Asi hurumende dzekunze kuno kunyika dzakabudirira dzinobatsira varimi kuti vakwanise kunge vachizobudirira. Kana ivo vachena vacho vairima munguva yerodisha vaibatsirwa nemabhanga avo nehurumende, zvinenge zvaakufamba sei?
Kuripo ndiro kuti vanhu ivavo hongu vanofanirwa kuti vaone rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende, icho ichokwadi. But now dambudziko ratinaro kandere kuti munhu kana azowana rubatsiro rwuvo kubva kuhurumende, pane kuti achiinvesta mupurazi iye ave kunotenga imba mutauni, otosiya kupurazi unogara mutauni, saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zviri kuwisa agriculture izvozvo, kana kuti ndozvimwe zvinhu zviri kuwisa rubatsiro rwuri kupiwa nehurumende kuvanhu, because most of the times vanhu kana vawana rubatsiro rwugu vanokudhaivheta voita zvimwe zvisiri izvo. Saka mukatarisa kuti varungu vakanga varimo ivavo vakanga vachishandisa mari nenzira, kana munhu aida mari yekuinvesta muagriculture aiinvesta muagriculture wogara mufamu make woita management arimo mufamu make, but which is not what is happening right now.
Asi tinotenda mukoma Mandla, asi ndongokuudzaiwo ipapo kuti havasi vese varungu vacho vakapuwa mari vakabudirira, vavo vacho vakakundikana, vamwewo vakabudirira. Tinotenda zvikuru. Vanherera, chimbopinda itidzwe ipapo. Vanherera?
That is important that people should appreciate that production is not an overnight issue, particularly when we have to consider what happened over the last 10 years when people were given land 10 years ago. Our tobacco production went down to lower than 100 million kgs. We went down to 45 million kgs. But today we are now back to 170 million kgs. There's a direct relationship between production and investment. The investment to grow tobacco is coming from the contract approach, where the farmer is given the inputs and then the farmer produces that crop. If we also look at the time, just looking at the same crop, even during the period prior to independence, there is a time when we dropped production to lower than 100 million kgs. And if you look at how much money was going into the crop at that time, the money had dropped. Yes, there's always a consideration that people have to be aware of. When somebody is going into commercial agriculture, you cannot be at the farm and produce without getting sufficient support in financial terms to be able to be a successful commercial farmer. Because now Agribank, which was the land bank, which was AFC, had support from government. That bank has been until 2 weeks ago under sanctions, and there was not any money that could be availed to through it. When such things happen, they affect the amount of money that goes into commercial agriculture.
Let me just try to bring in Mr. Mpande. Mr. Mpande, some people are complaining about the quality of our farmers, not the availability of inputs.
I suppose some of the issues were ably summarized by Mr. Nerere in terms of the issues that are affecting agriculture. If you talk about quality, I think quality of farmers is a factor of is a summation of a number of factors. Basically, you don't look at quality from just one aspect. It's what supports a farmer. The issue of that capital investment, the loans, your infrastructure, your delivery of inputs in time, your pricing policies in terms of the farmer produces this year, the farmer is then paid after 1 year. So basically, if you minimize that argument and talk about the quality of a farmer, I think it's also looking at this narrowly. I do understand when people say most probably we have farmers who had no experience, who were settled in these newly acquired farms, whereas we actually have agricultural graduates from Chivero, some of our agricultural colleges, who most probably could have done better if they were settled. So yes, I mean, that aspect I do understand, but also we need to broaden the discussions in a more broader context and look at other factors which then make that quality of a farmer that you are talking about.
Mm. Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Mpande ubambe konapho. Lo mnumzana uDN Moyo. Baba Moyo kunjani? Yes, funa ukunika 1 minute silabanye abathathu. Phonga ukuthi cha iminute yakho uqede konapho ngathini ngezokulima.
Ukulima kwaphanjani sekuthi khona xa wazi ukuthi abantu behlala endaweni akukhangelwanga lokuthi indawo le vele ifunayo. Akukhangeleni indawo nje yamadoko, indawo nje ikakhulu abantu abafikileyo. But abantu basuka bangene emapulazini, ibebhide anamapulazi anathethathelwa ilungu bathiwa ngawamadlelo enkomo. Kodwa abantu hambe bahlala bakha phakathi, iinkomo zankhona zizakuthaa sebelima khonapho. Nazenye into ama-farmers lawa engaze nikwa ama-input, uthole ukuthi kunabanye abantu leta amazambeni they were making a killing ngokubuya bezothenga i-fertilizer, bezothenga inhlanyezi. Abantu banikwa ama-input bayathengisa futhi at the same time they-cry foul ethi asitholi izinto zokwenzani, asitholi support
ngugovernment. Kodwa
ke funeka la i-government indlela eyayenziwa ngayo, umuntu obesehluleka ukulima ingadi ucekayelima iplani uzalilima njani plazi evele kathi sehlule ukulima ingadi.
Awubone ke Moyo, siyabonga iminithi yakho du Moyo. Kusasa ngokuqala, kusasa ngokuqala sibiza kuthenga.
And let me just quickly come to you, Honorable Jiri, for a quick response here. I think another problem is it's difficult to manage just a single farm, but we still see that there are people with more than 6 farms. How is your committee addressing this issue?
Right. There's also another very serious concept. People are forgetting that the moment there's a vast land of vast area of land which you don't utilize, you'll be wasting your money for nothing. All we are trying to advise people now is to make maximum yield on a small piece of land, because productivity is the only cornerstone to overcome all these problems. Because some people would use, say, about 10 hectares, yet when if you use 10 hectares, you won't be able to manage that 10 hectares. And like when you use just 1 hectare, and you can multiply your yield rather than going for a very big land which you cannot manage. That's one other area.
Mm. But on multiple farm ownership, is Parliament doing anything about it at the moment?
Right. Yes. We are trying to raise money so that the issue of land audit can be implemented.
Thank you so much.
That's the only way we can be able to tell we have got more than one farm.
Thank you.
The land audit.
Thank you. Rigaitinde kuna mkoma blessing makadi. Mkoma blessing. Narea wene nge sirguita. Mkoma Walter.
Hello.
And mkoma blessing era.
Yes, makadi.
Tiripo taurayzo, nyungwa eda, inakubira zvakanaka.
Ndoda kuti nepanyaya dzekurima, hurumende yakanga ichitonga kubvira muna 2000, isina kugona kumanaja panyaya dzekurima. Nekuti mukazitarisa vanhu pavakapinda muminda, vakatora nguva vasina kupuwa zvokurimisa, vasina kana rubatsiro rwokuwana. Tikatarisa muna 2007-2008, takaona sisi matrekita achitengwa achipiwa varimi. Ukatarisa kunana Gokwe, ukaenda muGokwe unoona matrekita akazara achipiwa vanhu, aizonyoo mukatarisa kuita basa rekuhodha doro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kuti nguva yedu ndoisina kumira zvakanaka, asi tatenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Roger Mpande, agriculturalist, Honorable Moses Chiri, Parliamentary Agricultural Committee Chairperson, and agronomist Mr. Thomas Nerera.
Thanks also to listeners who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to join us again tomorrow. Signing off is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C.
And yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night.